Thank you for coming. You knew I was a preacher when you came, so get ready. So we'll pray. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that we are still free and still can assemble in your name and your presence is here. For you said where two or three are gathered together in that name, that you would be there. And Lord, we are people without fear because our whole trust is in you. We endure the valley of the shadow of death because indeed we fear no evil, for we're on the winning side and we have a winning God. We have the only God, and the pagans and barbarians can come against us without number, and we will stay solid in thee and with thee. And as Job says, with these eyes I shall see thee, and though you slay me, I shall trust you. Be with us this morning as we preach the word of God. As ever, remove me from this place that you be heard. Anything I say that should be forgotten, please let it be, but that should be remembered, please let it be. And if there be one here who knows you not as Savior and Lord this morning, may this be the turning point in their eternity where they take that step that leads to thee, that leads to living with you forever. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Have similar conditions in the world that we did years ago when Solomon was building the temple. He was building the temple, of course, as you know. God gave him the instructions, and he came to Solomon and said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and commandments, which I've set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land, which I have given them. And this house, which I've sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. You see, God has an operation procedure, a mode of operation that he started years ago, and he still operates by that. Do what he tells you to do, and he's the nicest, friendliest, most peace-loving God you ever hope to meet. Slap him in the face and turn and worship other gods, and he will bust your butt. Please understand that. Please understand that. Now, we are in today as a nation, we are in what's known in the Arab world as a jihad. This to them is a holy war. It is going to come down to the bottom line, find out whose God is exactly what's going to happen. We're going to find out which God you should serve, which God is holy, which God is almighty, and which God rules the universe. I got bad news for Muhammad. Bad news. This didn't start last Tuesday in New York. This started years ago with Abraham. Abraham and Sarah wanted to have a child. They ran ahead of God. They couldn't have one, so they had one by the handmaid and named Hagar. And she was the child of Abraham, but she wasn't the child of the family. She was his half-son, as we would call it. He went forth, and he didn't obey the God of Israel. He went forth and sought after strange gods, and this is why those nations think like they think. You see, we have a tendency, some of us want to go and just make Afghanistan a sand pit by tomorrow morning. That's not a very bad idea. Not a very bad idea. We are not warmongers. We're peace-loving people. We follow a God of holiness and righteousness and a God of peace. His name is Jesus. His name is the Prince of Peace, by the way. He will come and set up a kingdom of peace, and we shall be part of it. But there's some fools in between we got to deal with. Righteous indignation is a Christian right. It's quite all right to be indignant when someone has come and murdered 10,000 people. It's quite all right to get upset when somebody has attacked you and you were living in peace and bothered no one. It's quite all right, and I hear people say, well, are we going to be just like them? No, I hope we're worse. We have bigger stuff, badder stuff, and we're going to let them find out who's who. You say, well, that's not nice. Wait till you see what's coming. Son, when Castro and China both call you on the same morning and want to be on your side, understand. Understand. Not a warmonger, but if I get snakes in the backyard, I'm not just going to kill one. The babies will grow up to big bee snakes, and they'll bite me next year. The 11 and 12-year-olds, not to any of their doing, but Arafat and these Bin Laden and these people have kindergartens in the summer for their school children, kindergarten age, that they're teaching to be suicide bombers when they're old enough to fly. Ernie sits here on the front row, is a trainer of the Green Berets. He trained the people who had to go behind the lines, like Charlie Daniels did here, and like Phil Benedict did here, like others did here. And they had to go and watch 5 years old come up and hand you a grenade that was already live. It blew them up and blew other people up, and they saw their friends left in Vietnam and Korea. Please don't tell me about having mercy. Go talk to the 10,000 families that fell Tuesday and talk to their children. Where's my daddy and where's my mother? Don't tell me about mercy. Mercy is minding your own business and finding out who the true God is and serving him in peace for all people. If you want war, please understand, half the liberal preachers in this country don't understand the Bible because they don't read it and wouldn't understand it if they did, and they're going to tell us to turn the other cheek. You turn your other cheek. That is kingdom gospel. That is what will happen in the kingdom. For now, you better read a few pages over where it says, live at peace one another as much as in you is. And when you bomb my people who are going about their peaceful business and kill 10,000 families, you have broken the peace. And we are coming for you. Please understand that. I don't know about all the churches, but this one will pray that God will help us in our mission. So, oh me, oh my, if you think he won't handle you, I'll be glad to take you back and show you where he personally killed 185,000 Syrians in one night. The angel of the Lord in the Old Testament is the Jesus Christ of the New. Please understand that. Please understand that. You want to see what's coming in a prelude that's coming? Get hold of Revelation tonight and start at chapter 16 and read the vile and bold judgments that are going to be poured out on this world. What you have just seen, and anybody who understands prophecy and has studied this book will tell you, you have just witnessed the beginning of the end. Please understand that you heard it. You have witnessed the beginning of the beginning of the end. What you saw on your television set Tuesday and this week, you saw a microcosm of the tribulation. Once the Lord Jesus comes and takes the church out, and good airplane pilots are gone and their planes fall, and everything is turned loose, it ain't going to be two buildings. It's going to be all over this nation, and what you see up there in New York today will be nationwide and worldwide. Please understand it's coming. It's been pre-written, pre-predicted, and we know what's right because he's never been wrong. Nobody wants all this, and all this could be avoided. All you got to do is find out which God and follow him. Deuteronomy 4:35 says, unto thee, talking to the Jewish nation, it was shown that thou might know that the Lord, that's Jehovah, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, is God. There is none else beside him. And I loved Billy Graham at the cathedral. Got up, preached the gospel with everybody there. I mean, they had the Buddhists and the Shintoists and the headhunters and two tree huggers from California. And they had everybody in there, see? Trying to get everybody together. Won't work that way. Graham got up, stuck to the gospel, said there's one way. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, no other way. Up or down, heaven or hell, in or out, saved or lost. Pick one. I said, do it, Billy. Go ahead, do it, Billy. That's the gospel. He says what we live by. Isaiah years ago said, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I've chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Muhammad didn't come along to 557, too late. Too late. See, them people so anxious to get to their God that don't exist, I suggest we help them. tragedy come on the TV. We're people of peace. We really don't. Did you think I forgot who Khomeini was? You think I have that short of memory that I didn't see that fool stand up and curse America and curse our soldiers and try to kill us and call us white-eyed devils? I remember that. I remember when they were put in his replacement and he did the same thing. I see their people dancing in the streets, children, old women, old men. You see what the problem is? Without the God of Scripture, you'll have no peace, you'll have no knowledge, you'll have no wisdom. And the oil has made these people rich, but what they did, they went from outhouse to computers and skipped everything in between. You can't deal with them. You can't reason with them. They're emotional, illogical, and they're murderers, and I don't care for them. It's righteous indignation. But what about the children? The children who are 15 today will be 20 in 5 years, and they'll fly the next plane over here. You make no mistake about it. If they could have gotten a hold of anthrax and had it on that plane, it wouldn't have been 10,000. It would have been 10 million in New York. You make no mistake. They have nuclear weapons. They just don't have a delivery system. And if you wait until they get them, you can put on your ball mitt because it is coming. This may lead to the big one, folks. Well, you worried? I don't worry. The Lord Jesus told me I didn't have to be anxious for nothing, to give prayers and with thanksgiving, meaning it's going to be answered, to have my prayers and supplications found in Him, that He would take care of it all, that I can lay down at sleep and go to sleep at night, because you can't kill me anyway. To be absent from the body is present with the Lord. Goodbye. All you got to do is read the book and understand it. Understand we have a miracle-working God. They have one who is going to give them 12 virgins. Good luck on finding them in Damascus. You having way too much fun, Bobby. He chose the people and revealed His will. He gave them their writings, gave them the tablets, He gave them the scriptures. He sent His Son and He spilled His blood. You said, well, Jesus spilled His. That's right. Turn to Acts 20:28 when you get back to the motel with your Gideon Bible and find out that it said God shed His blood on the cross. Where'd God get the blood? God got blood through His Son, Christ Jesus. He said, well, you believe Jesus is God, amen, don't you? You best. Mm-hmm. You best. Jesus came along, picked up the mantle, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Not pie in the sky buying guy. By, we have a miracle-working Christ who walked this earth. Who made our blind to see, our crippled to walk, and raised our dead, was killed on the cross for me and you, and then He arose and conquered it. Why should I fear it? Have no fear. Know the Savior. Worship the proper God. I worship the God of Isaac, not the God of Ishmael. Have your jihad. We'll find out who's holy and who isn't. You have a God and a religion with no redeemer. You have no atonement for your sins. You have no substitute to take your place. You have no mediator to hear your prayers. You don't have no high priest in heaven. There is no shedding of the blood except that you shed in murder. You have no inspired scriptures and no resurrected Savior. Take Allah and go back to the camels, fellows. We don't need that. Need that anymore? Well, all roads lead to Fat Harold's. All roads don't lead to God. No, there's one way. Jesus made it plain. It's either Him or nobody. It's either His Father or nobody's Father. You don't have to lay at night and worry. Jerusalem's not going to be wiped out. Don't even worry about that. Scripture said it will live forever. It will be there forever. But what if they have a big war? They're going to have a big war. And the Middle East isn't going to be wiped out either. Well, how do you know? Because the Middle East is going to march on Jerusalem way over at this part. I've read the back of the book. Well, then what's going to happen? They got nuclear weapons. They got everything they need. They'll wipe little Israel off the face of the earth as soon as they have nuclear capabilities. No, they won't. Well, what's going to prevent it? A Savior coming from heaven? The Lord Jesus Christ will return. Will not fire a shot. Will not drop a bomb. It says the 200 million man army that will come against God, he shall slay with the brightness of his coming. Just his presence will be enough. You see, you don't know who you're fooling with. They don't know who they got hold of. Their God's too small. They got a midget God going up against a Goliath God. You see, we got God Almighty. We have the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the man who with a blink made that ocean and formed this world and built the stars and in the space they contain and is ruler almighty of the universe. Do you understand what we're talking about? We know he who made every electron and knows where it is. If you disintegrate me tomorrow, fine. He's got the original pattern in heaven and I'll be back together before you can have your smoke cleared. Do you understand that? We don't give you 3 points in a poem here. I'm sorry if we disappointed you. I'm going to tell you real quick. Well, there's a Savior came from glory and gave his life on Calvary's cross that you may live. That you may know the true and living God and be part of his family and have him dwell in you in the form of the Spirit of God. That he is coming again for you, for the church. That's the body of Christ. That he has said, don't worry about your sins, with whom, or by whom, or how many times. I've forgiven them all. The bill has been paid. For it was God who died on Calvary, and that's the only price that could be paid. The better news is, had he just known I was the only sinner, he would have still come and still died and still gone through it all just for me. What a God. What a Savior. What a merciful, loving, peaceful God we serve. It is he. He will solve your anxiety. It is he who will take us through this, whatever comes. Because whatever we have to go through, we end up one way or another with him in perfect peace, cared for by he who died for us. If you don't know him this morning, today's your day. If what the world has seen this week doesn't bring you closer to God and your fellow man and want you to take a look at your life, I don't know what's it going to take. But if you know not Christ as Savior, why don't you take that step today? We don't tell you to come to the front. I can't do anything for you. We don't tell you to fill out a card. I don't know where I'd put it if you did. The business you have to conduct is between you and God Almighty. The true God of the Scriptures, the Lord Jesus Christ, died for you because he loved you, coming for you because he loves you, will carry you through because he loves you. If you don't know him, today would be a good day to just where you sit. So, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I knew I did it when I did it. I'm a willful sinner. I need a Savior. I understand it's you. And please clean me up. Save me, make me your child, and let me seek you for the rest of my life. You pray that prayer, he'll do his part. For what's coming is going to be terrible and difficult. And my prayer for you, Randy, will sing after I pray. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word has been preached, has gone out. There's one choice to make, and that is the living God and the true God, and that is he who came as God, the Lord Jesus Christ. died on Calvary that sins may be forgiven, and offered that salvation to every man, be he Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, pseudo-Christian, atheist, agnostic, red, white, blue, or green. He said, come unto me, all ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you haven't put your faith in him, we would ask that you do that this morning. Lord Jesus, storms are coming. The storms of war are upon us, and nobody wants that. But we would pray for the safety of those who have to conduct it. We would pray for the guidance as they plan it. We would pray for sensibility on the other side, that they would understand that's not the way to do things. But Lord, hear these people. I would pray that you keep them safe until the storm passes by.
Precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll from the skies. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times, old Satan, he'll whisper, he says, there's no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow, and there's no hope in the by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise. Till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky.